quarter. Not all of you divide your lives up into quarters, but here, in much of the city of Davis, we do, and fall has begun. You probably felt it in the air this morning. We'll all be spending more time inside now, more time locked to our radios, listening to great public affairs programming and innovative music choices here on KDVS 90.3 FM, Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour, one of 10 public affairs programs that you can hear Monday through Friday on KDVS, and which are bound to intrigue and challenge you, and probably inform you about something you didn't know. Such, I hope, will be the case today, for I have a bevy of fascinating guests that I'm looking forward to introducing you to. The first of which is here in the studio. Tom Cross is a local bigwig. We were just talking about what a bigwig he was as he scoffs in the background. And now we're going to flesh that out once the show begins officially. And then in the second half of the program, I've got a couple poets who will be joining us. One is Jason Gray, who's also a photographer. We may also be hearing from Richard Jeffrey Newman, and maybe even from Don Kingfisher Campbell. They have so many names and so many poems, and we have so little time. Will we get to it all? It's a tense moment. It's a tense hour. I hope that you'll stick around for all of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We'll be right back. Enjoying the mellifluous trumpet sounds of Art Farmer. This is from his CD Out of the Past, 1960 and 61 sessions, with Tommy Flanagan, Harold Mayburn, Tootie Health, Ray McCurdy, and Tommy Williams. This first track is called Out of the Past, the title track of this Art Farmer CD. My name is Dr. Andy, and I'm very pleased to introduce you all to Tom Cross. Tom Cross is a local property manager here in the city of Davis. He is the membership director of Davis Sunrise Rotary, and he was recently named Rotarian of the Year. And let me tell you, this year there are a great number of Rotarians here in the city of Davis. The competition was fierce, so obviously it's a big deal that I could convince him to come down here to the studios of 14 Lower Freeborn to talk to us about his philanthropic work, especially a few projects that you might be interested in yourself, especially if you've lived in Davis for a while. Tom Cross, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you, Dr. Andy, for having me on the show.
Absolutely. It's great to have you here. So a lot of people don't know what the Rotary is. They don't know who Rotarians are. They may worry that you would appear in an upcoming sequel of The Da Vinci Code, that you may have secret handshakes, symbols, for instance. So I want to demystify a little bit have you talk a little bit about who the Davis Sunrise Rotary folks are.
Well, Andy, first of all, I think you're getting confused with the Odd Fellows.
Oh.
And the cult, the Masonic cult there.
So you're Rotarians, but you're not Masons.
No.
You're Rotarians, but you're not Odd Fellows.
No, we're definitely not. We're a group that local people just want to give back to the community.
All right.
But I'm here today to talk about the Davis High School Blue and White Foundation and the classroom that we're building at Davis High School.
I'm all for that as an advocate of excellent teaching. You're actually helping Davis High build a classroom at the high school.
That's correct.
Tell us more about that.
Well, the classroom we're building just happens to be the PE department stadium, which is a multi-use facility that includes track, various types of football, soccer, field hockey, lacrosse, you name it. PE is the number one use for the stadium currently. Some people don't realize that PE is, a crisis, and we have to get our kids to lose weight and stop this obesity problem in the world. And that's part of the reason why I'm here helping to raise money to build the stadium.
Excellent. Good for you. So a really big classroom that we call the stadium.
It doesn't have a name yet.
It does, and if someone's listening,
yes,
and wants to help, who knows if they might find their name up on that big classroom?
They could go to www.dhsblueandwhite.org, and they can learn all about it.
All right, great. So, what is the goal for the local Rotarians? What is the goal for the stadium in general?
Well, the Blue and White Foundation is advocating to build the stadium. The school district, we've already lobbied the school district to put in majority of the funds. They've decided to, there's a two-phase project. The first phase, if you've driven down Oak and 14th Street, is almost complete.
Right.
Homecoming is October 24th. There'll be a huge parade, carnival, with the associated game and craziness that's going to go along with homecoming. This year, I'm proud to say, we're going to have the first ever Davis High alumni float in the Davis High School parade this year.
Excellent.
Very exciting stuff going on.
And you are an alumnus of Davis High?
Davis High, class of 88. Go Big Blue.
All right. And are you going to appear on this float, or will you have some other function?
I'm hoping to delegate that to people that are much more important than I.
Wow.
Actually, that's a funny story. I just, a dear friend of ours, someone that's very interested in advocating for the stadium and ADA compliance, that's Americans with Disabilities Act, I just was in contact with, and her son is a huge football fan, and I believe he's 14 years old, named Alex, and Alex has a physical disability. I believe it's autism, but don't quote me on that.
All right.
And we were just talking, and she's advocating for some 88 stuff in the stadium. And I just said, well, if Alex is such a big football fan, how would you like to ride in the float in the parade? And I could hear on the phone that she was almost in tears, and she couldn't barely say yes. So yeah. I'm really looking forward to giving Alex one of those, flashbulb moments in his life to be in the parade and be part of homecoming.
Wonderful. That's great. So tell us again when homecoming is.
It is October 23rd. It's coming up in about less than a month. Davis High School Stadium. I believe the JV team starts at 5 and the varsity team starts at 7. At the new stadium, the new field, you'll see that the bleachers, the home side bleachers and the concession stands or any of the ancillary buildings have not been remodeled. That's in the second phase of the project.
Now, the Davis High School Blue and White Foundation, how old is that organization, and what are their overall goals?
We're about 9 years old. This actually started to help remodel the stadium 9 years ago, and it's taken this long to get the community and the school district behind the project. Our primary goal is to facilitate academics at Davis High School and promote the Alumni Association along with traditions of Davis High School.
All right. And when you think about those traditions, what do you think about?
Well, I'm thinking about the parade right now.
Yeah, I bet you are. excellent.
Traditions of Davis High School are mostly around homecoming. And what's end up happening, the Blue and White Foundation seems to be taking on more of an umbrella role. We're trying to pull together some of these other organizations because we're not about just sports. We're about the entire high school, be it the the treble choir, be it the orchestra, be it the chess club, whatever, we're there to help the students of Davis High School get a better, well-rounded education. The stadium just happens to be the project that we're focused on today because it's arguably the most in need.
So one could argue that with regard to Davis High School traditions, there's a tradition of excellence. But also all the things you just mentioned, these are the sort of things that might be cut first during a time of economic instability and adversity.
Absolutely. It's funny you mentioned that. Just recently, the Blue and White Foundation facilitated the track team. The track team had an opportunity to get new pole vaulting equipment. And the Blue and White Foundation didn't pay for it, but we helped find an alumni that was a track member, and they actually helped pay for this deal of this used equipment that was virtually new, and we facilitated the transaction.
That's great.
Yeah.
So in a lot of ways, you act as catalysts and not only people who write, say, checks.
Absolutely. We try to encourage getting involved, getting your hands dirty a little bit. That's my tie to Rotary, that we do getting our hands dirty. And this is a way to give back to the community, and it's seen every day. And it's going to be used by literally thousands and thousands of students for the next 40 years or so.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from our sponsor, and then we're going to return with a few more questions for Tom Cross, my first guest this afternoon on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
This hour of programming is brought to you courtesy of the Yolo County Federal Credit Union. The Yolo County Federal Credit Union is a nonprofit financial cooperative with locations throughout Yolo County. The Yolo County Federal Credit Union offers a wide range of financial services and can be reached by phone at 530-668-2700 or online at yolofcu.org.
It's fun to listen to jazz on a late September afternoon. Hey, if you're interested in jazz, you've got a great opportunity a week from this weekend, the Davis Jazz Festival, which happens yearly now at the John Insulis Gallery. I believe that's October 9th and 10th. I don't have my calendar up right at the moment. But at the Davis Jazz Festival, there will be poets, jazz musicians, painters, an opportunity for kids of all ages to come Saturday afternoon, a week from Saturday, from noon until 5, where there'll be a big wall where all sorts of community members can add a little bit to a community mural. There will be ceramics, paintings up on the wall, jazz musicians from Davis High will be playing. A lot of money will be raised for Davis High and other organizations. It's all absolutely free. It's the Davis Jazz Festival. And we'll have the grand poobah of the Jazz Festival here on this radio show a week from today. And that will be John Natsoulis of the John Natsoulis Gallery. So make sure to check back in for that a week from today. And head over to Natsoulis.com if you want to learn more about the Davis Jazz Festival, with lots of other arts mixed in. Tom Cross is here, and we're talking about his work on behalf of the Davis Sunrise Rotarians, as well as the Davis High School Blue and White Foundation.
And Dr. Andy, I just got an email
yeah?
from the Davis. They're called Davis Bicycles, and if you haven't noticed, they're having a film festival on Saturday, October 24th.
All right.
Which is right after homecoming, funnily enough. And they have reserved the iPad at Davis High School, and they have generously are going to donate the net proceeds to the Steve Larson Memorial Bike Parking Area.
That's great. Well, remind us who Steve Larson was and about this Memorial Bike Parking Area.
Steve Larson was actually a friend of mine. We were friendly in high school. We graduated high school together, and he was an amazing athlete, specialized in cycling, but did a lot of triathlons, road biking, mountain biking, and just an overall pillar of the community to give back, and was just really an amazing inspiration to so many people, especially Lydia Della Slosser, who's doing the Hawaii Ironman in about a month. He also started the bicycle shop Wheelworks down in downtown Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Larson Wheelworks is what he started that. Well, he moved up to Bend, Oregon, and a month or two ago, he actually was training for a triathlon and passed away. He actually just died right there, dropped dead. I haven't heard what happened to him, but he left, I believe it's four children and a wife in Bend, Oregon.
Wow.
So there's this connection to me and the community, and there's been a memorial, and it's just a shock. And so Lydia came up with this idea to try and raise money to name the bicycle parking area after him. And over the last month or so, working the city, the Davis Bicycles and possibly the Davis Bicycle Club, they're discussing with us to work on a campaign to name the bicycle area after him, or possibly the whole plaza after Steve Larson.
That's great. Well, this is a meeting that I know you have in 12 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So luckily you don't have too far to go on your own bicycle to get there. But it's interesting how so many different segments of the community are coming together to support the Blue and White Foundation and quality education at Davis High.
It's really overwhelming to me to see all the different groups that are coming together in this, the city, the bicycles, the band, all the different aspects of Davis High School. Everybody is working together as a community, and people are really coming out of the woodwork now to really see that this is so important to the community.
Excellent. So if people wanted to find out more or participate, is there a website that they should go visit?
www.dhsblueandwhite. That's blueandwhite.org. And if you want to track me down, if you'd like to talk more about it, my email is on the website under I'm the Secretary of the Foundation. You can buy a brick. You can get more information, download all kinds of information, whatever you want to do. We can just shoot us an email. We'll get back to you.
Excellent. And I bet, too, if we Google Davis Blue and White Foundation, we'll find you just as easily.
Also, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, no less. We're a Davis Senior High School Blue and White. If you want the latest and greatest information, what's going on, pictures of the latest stuff, if you're real interested, drive by and maybe we can get you a tour.
I do want to follow you on Twitter. I follow lots of people now on Twitter, but I don't think yet you and your organization. So tell us, what's your Twitter handle?
We just started it 2 weeks ago. We've been on Facebook for quite some time, and we're just expanding into being an old guy. I'm not so technology. You've inspired me. The Dr. Andy Technology Hour, Poetry and Technology Hours, has inspired me to get more technologically inclined.
Excellent. Well, I try to inspire my younger friends as often as possible.
Well, you inspire me every Monday at the Pope Quiz down at Bistro 33 as well.
Well, thanks, but let's not get into that here. All right, great. Well, Tom Cross, thanks very much for coming on to tell us about the work of Davis Sunrise Rotary and especially the Davis High School Blue and White Foundation.
It's a pleasure. Anytime, Andy.
And good luck with all of your goals and meetings. I hope that homecoming is filled with great joy for everyone involved.
Have you bought your brick yet, Andy?
I've not yet bought my brick.
I'll make sure I did leave a form for you, buddy.
Thanks for reminding me about that. All right, Tom Cross, thanks for coming on the show. And a little bit more music, and then a few public service announcements, and then we'll hear from some poets. What a great show you've stumbled across. It's Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Thank you.
Linux Users Group of Davis, or LUGOD, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the Linux computer operating system and other open source products as an alternative to expensive, proprietary, and monopolistic software. LUGOD meets in Davis on the first Tuesday and third Monday of each month. For more information, visit LUGOD's website at lugod.org or contact Bill Kendrick at 530-759-1019 or via email at root@lugod.org.
This is KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. Thanks very much for tuning in to your local campus and community radio station. I'd like to thank the support team that the public affairs hosts have down here in the basement of Freeborn Hall on the UC Davis campus. Last week I had to be out of town. I was visiting Washington, D.C., and Amber and Ian came to my rescue, played a CD of an old show, and you'll find, while we're talking about philanthropic opportunities and enterprises, that KDVS, despite the economic uncertainty which grips this campus and grips this state, KDVS, because of the hard work and the sustained attention to excellence of the volunteers who come down to Lower Freeborn 24/7, 7 days a week, every single day of the year, because of them, you can count on fine programming. Representing public affairs, I could tell you about my friends who host shows such as It's About You, This Week in Science, and Radio Parallax. But I also want to draw your attention to all of the excellent music programming that you can hear most of the day, every day, here at 90.3 FM. If you'd like to find out more about these offerings, I invite you to point your browser at KDVS, 90.3 FM, Davis. That's kdvs.org. Here in Davis and Sacramento. I also have an important message to share with you, and that's this. Platinum Home Mortgage reminds the women of our community to have screening mammograms at recommended intervals. Today's low-dose, state-of-the-art mammography can detect tumors too small to be discovered by touch. Don't delay. Early diagnosis can mean that you'll have a better than 95% chance of successful treatment. This important message is a courtesy of Platinum Home Mortgage at 7447 Antelope Road, Suite 100 in Citrus Heights. You may reach them at 916-727-1101. They are on the air because they care about the health of the women in our community. Thank you. This is Dr. Andy of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour, letting you know that if you would like to submit a poem to the Jack Kerouac Poetry Contest, you still have a day or two. The Jack Kerouac Poetry Contest is sponsored by the John Nitzulis Gallery and by the Blue Moon Literary and Art Review. Scott Evans is the editor of the Blue Moon Literary and Art Review, and you might have heard him on one of his many appearances on this program. He's one of the members of our Davis community who invests a lot of time and a lot of his own money in creating the Literary and Art Review for all of us to see some examples of excellent local writing. There are other journals that support local poets that you may want to support. They include the Yolo Crow, the Thule Review, and Poetry Now. But only the Blue Moon Literary and Art Review sponsors the Jack Kerouac Poetry Contest. If you have a poem that is somehow inspired by, related to, or somehow analogous to the Beats, the Beat Generation, jazz, jazz poetry, really anything that's anti-establishment, anything that's urban and hip, anything that you'd like to hear read by yourself with a jazz band in the background, well, now is the time. In fact, right now is the time, or you've only got a day or two left, to send that poem or that collection of poems to art@natsulis.com. That's art@natsulis.com. The John Nitzulis Gallery will be collecting those poems. They will be judged, and then the winning poets will win not only prize money, I understand, and books, but an opportunity to read that work at the John Nitzulis Gallery at the Davis Art Festival with a fantastic jazz band in the background. What an opportunity that would be. If you want to find out more, you can go to natsulis.com. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. We'll be right back after this important message.
If it were easy, everyone would do it. It takes a special person to join the National MS Society's Bike Tours to Fight MS. If you like a challenge and want to have some fun for a good cause, call 1-800-FIGHT-MS.
The SACTO Punk Swap is happening Saturday, October 3rd from noon until 5 p.m. at the Java Lounge. There will be punk stuff, distros, artists, zines, fashion, photography, independent films, and much more. Admission is free. There will also be a free table with free items to enjoy. Again, this is happening Saturday, October 3rd from noon until 5 p.m. at the Java Lounge, located at 2416 16th Street in Sacramento. For more information, visit www.myspace.com/SACTOPunkSwap.
I've got a six-pack and nothing for two. I've got a six-pack and I don't need you.
You know, October starts tomorrow, and I'm reminded that one person who's got an October birthday is someone who's been on this radio show more than most. Until this past April, he was the regular co-host of the fundraiser show for Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. That would be Rob Roy. You might know Rob Roy if you've been in Davis for a while. He is known for his many unsuccessful attempts to run for city council. He's a poet and a musician, a local scallywag. You, back in the day, would often see him perform at Poetry Night at Bistro 33. He even featured one day. And I mention this because not only is Rob Roy's birthday Friday, the 2nd of October. But Rob Roy is taking a three-week hiatus from his work as a teacher of English in Korea to spend some time with the citizens of Davis, California. So if you head to the farmer's market this afternoon, you may see Rob Roy. If you head there next Saturday morning, Rob Roy may appear before you. And if you come to Poetry Night, a week from tonight, the 7th of October, when William O'Daly will be featuring, Rob Roy will appear at the open mic. He may be borrowing a guitar. He may be sharing with all of us some of the tunes that he's been writing in Korea. So it's Rob Roy week here on this radio show and throughout the city of Davis. Look for Rob Roy while you're walking the streets. He's lost a little hair since you saw him last. He's about to lose the final days of his 20s. But Rob Roy, ice cream socialist, Green Party activist, musician, and poet, is here in Davis. So seek him out. Find him on Facebook. You're probably his friend already. And give him your best regards. This is Dr. Randy of Dr. Randy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Expecting phone calls very soon from some of the poets who I contacted today who will be joining us to talk about some of their works. I'm certainly looking forward to that myself, as well as an event that's coming up this coming Saturday. Do you know about it? Here, listen up.
Operation.
From Kimham to Tangian at the Plainfield Station in Woodland. For more information, visit www.pbs.org.
Do it with style and a smile. Yeah. Woo! Do you feel that heart beating? Toot that horn. Come on. Run.
Then he takes off his shoes and walks across the grass.
This is Dr. Andy of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS, 90.3 FM, Davis. I've recently come back from a trip to Washington, D.C., where I got to visit the recently refurbished National Museum of American History. A great amount of time and effort has gone into refurbishing, especially the exhibit space for the fragile but still inspirational Star-Spangled Banner that inspired the song of the same name. Also, of course, at the Museum of Natural History, one can see icons, examples of many of the great movements in television and film. One can see Archie Bunker's chair, Kermit the Frog, and the hat of Dr. Indiana Jones. It's impressive what they've done with the space, and if you find yourself in Washington, D.C., I encourage you to check it out. It was when I lived in Washington, D.C., as a youth, that I first encountered the poem Ode to a Nightingale by John Keats. And later, as a college student, I memorized it. Now it keeps me company when I find myself separated from my gadgets, which, as an iPhone user, happens almost never. And therefore, I thought I'd share some of it with you while we enjoy the dulcet tones in the background of Art Farmer. Ode to a Nightingale by John Keats. My heart aches, and a drowsy numbness pains my sense as though of hemlock I had drunk, or emptied some dull opiate to the drains 1 minute past and the leathy wards had sunk. 'Tis not through envy of thy happy lot, but by being too happy in thine happiness, that thou, light-winged dryad of the trees, in some melodious plot of beechen green and shadows numberless, singest of summer in full-throated ease. Oh, for a draught of vintage that hath been cooled a long age in the deep delved earth, tasting of flora and the country green, dance and provincial song and sunburnt mirth. Oh, for a beaker full of the warm south, full of the true, the blushful hippocrene, with beaded bubbles winking at the brim and purple stained mouth, that I might drink and leave the world unseen, and with thee fade away into the forest dim. Fade far away, dissolve, and quite forget what thou amongst the trees hast never known. The weariness, the fever, and the fret here, where men sit and hear each other groan, where palsy shakes a few sad last gray hairs, where youth grows pale and specter thin and dies, where but to think is to be full of sorrow and leaden-eyed despairs, where beauty cannot keep her lustrous eyes, or new love pine at them beyond tomorrow. Away, away, for I will fly to thee, not charioted by Bacchus and his pards, but on the viewless wings of poesy. Though the dull brain perplexes and retards, already with thee, tender is the night, and haply the queen moon is on her throne, clustered round by all her starry fays. But here there is no light, save what from heaven is with the breezes blown through verdurous glooms and winding mossy ways. I cannot see what flowers are at my feet, nor what soft incense hangs upon the boughs, but, in embalmed darkness, guess each sweet wherewith the seasonable month endows, the grass, the thicket, and the fruit tree wild, white hawthorn and the pastoral eglantine, fast-fading violets covered up with leaves, and mid-May's eldest child, the coming musk rose, full of dewy wine, the murmurous haunts of flies on summer eaves. Darkling, I listen, and for many a time I've been half in love with easeful death, called him soft names in many a mused rhyme to take into the air my quiet breath. Now, more than ever, seems it rich to die, to cease upon the midnight with no pain, while thou art pouring forth thy soul abroad in such an ecstasy. Still wouldst thou sing, and I have ears in vain, to thy high requiem become a sod. Thou wast not born for death, immortal bird, no hungry generations tread thee down. The voice I hear this passing night was heard in ancient days by emperor and clown. Perhaps the selfsame song that found a path through the sad heart of Ruth when, sick for home, she stood in tears amid the alien corn. The same that oft-times hath charmed magic casements, opening on the foam of perilous seas in fairylands forlorn. Forlorn. The very word is like a bell to toll me back from thee to my soul self. Adieu. The fancy cannot cheat so well as she is fain to do, deceiving elf. Adieu, adieu. Thy plaintive anthem fades past the near meadows, over the still stream, up the hillside, and now 'tis buried deep in the next valley glades. Was it a vision or a waking dream? Fled is that music. Do I wake or sleep? You're listening to KDBS 90.3 FM in Davis, or this is the way that Garrison Keillor might put it.
You're listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDBS. Actually, you're listening to Garrison Keillor, but I'm telling you that this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you, Garrison. Hope you're feeling better after your unfortunate stroke. I've heard that the grand master of interactive public radio, Garrison Keillor, is doing well. His show started 35 years ago. It's almost as old as I am. Began in a St. Paul theater. No recording equipment. And an audience of but 12 people. Prairie Home Companion. Now heard by millions. Garrison Keillor, I hope that you're doing better. Well, now it's time to hear from a poet, and let's go there now to the live line. Hi there, and welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hello, Andy. This is Don Campbell.
Hi, Don. Thanks for joining me on the radio show. I very much appreciate you taking some time. And also getting in contact with me via Facebook to talk about your work. One thing I wanted to do before we get started is introduce everyone to you. Don Kingfisher Campbell, listed in Poets and Writers, is the founder of Poetry People Youth Writing Workshops, publisher of the San Gabriel Valley Poetry Quarterly, leader of the Emerging Urban Poets Writing and Thursday Evening Critique Workshops, and host of Monday Night Poetry in Pasadena, California. He's the recipient of an honorable mention in the League of Laboring Poets March 2007 contest, the National Writers Association's Los Angeles Chapter Author of the Month Certificate, the Artist for a Better World Spirit of Youth Award, an honorable mention in the Pathetic.org 9/11 Poetry Contest, the Pennsylvania State Poetry Society's Charles Ferguson Prize, and and Arroyo Arts Collective's Poetry in the Windows Prize. His poetry has appeared in a number of online and print journals, and today it will appear today on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. So I'm very happy to have you here, Don. Beyond what I just mentioned in that introduction, what sort of projects have you been working on recently?
Okay, well, recently, I've been sponsoring some poetry contests, actually.
Good for you. Tell us about the contests.
The latest one, appropriately enough, is called the Halloween Poetry Contest.
So you're looking for spooky poems.
Yeah. In particular, though, there's a strange rule that goes with it, and that is that the poems have to be 10 lines long and a total of 31 words.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you're looking for a specific sort of succinct uncanniness.
Right, exactly.
Do you have a website associated with this poetry contest?
I'm advertising it on Facebook, and probably the easiest thing someone can do is to just Google Halloween Poetry Contest.
All right.
You'll find it very easily.
Excellent. Excellent. Halloween Poetry Contest, sponsored by Don Kingfisher Campbell, my guest this afternoon on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. So tell me about your early callings to poetry. How did you get started in this business, Don?
Oh, well, very honestly, when I was in high school, this was during the 70s, a lot of the music had interesting lyrics, and that's what got me started thinking poetically. Right away it comes to mind that Pink Floyd had a song called Wish You Were Here.
Sure.
Very poetic lyrics in that song.
Absolutely. And so are you a musician as well?
No, just a great appreciator of music.
All right.
But, I went to college shortly after that, and that's when I got the real introduction to poetry in college.
Tell me about some of the poets who were important to you in your early years.
Hands down, James Tate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a New England poet. Very, very quirky poetry. Humorous, even.
So, humorous, but certainly not traditional poetry. Some people hearing a James Tate poem, they ask to hear it a second time as they try to make sense of it.
Yeah, it's something between a stand-up poem or something you might hear in a slam. They're definitely not very traditional.
My brother, Oliver Jones, studied with James Tate. Oliver went to Hampshire College, but as many people know, when you attend one of those New England colleges, you can move over to Amherst or I'm trying to remember some of the others there. I forget exactly where James Tate taught, but Oliver said he learned a lot from James Tate, the poet and teacher as well.
Yeah, there's another one of his students that might be known in California. That would be Jeffrey McDaniel.
Yeah, absolutely.
A wonderful poet.
So I want to hear some of your poetry, Don. But in terms of the poetry series that you run, I mentioned that earlier, Monday Night Poetry. Tell me a little bit about how that works, your setting, your venue, if you have featured poets. How does that poetry series work?
Well, definitely number one, Monday Night Poetry has moved to Saturday afternoon.
That's a good thing to know. All right, yeah. Saturday afternoon poetry.
It's in the library back room, one of the libraries in Pasadena.
That's great. And do you have a featured poet, or is it all open mic? How does it work?
Featured and open, yes, both.
And how would you characterize the poetry scene, either down there in Pasadena or in the greater Los Angeles area?
Yeah, for the greater Los Angeles area, you can really characterize the scene by the fact that there are so many neighborhoods in L.A. Each one seems to have its own pocket of poetry. Long Beach has its own scene, and Orange has its own scene, and Santa Monica has its own scene, and San Fernando Valley has its own scene. You know, all these scenes are coexisting in greater L.A.
That's great. And if you had to characterize any of the differences between the Pasadena scene and some other scene, what would you point to in particular?
Well, I think they're all really quite similar in the sense that these scenes are... They're people who are very loyal to each other. It's something that I've noticed visiting all these different scenes.
That's great.
Real sense of community. Love it.
Well, if you're just joining us, this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. And we're chatting this afternoon with Southern California poet Don Kingfisher Campbell. He's also a poetry advocate in that he does a good amount of work publicizing the work of other local poets. So, Don, I'd love to hear a radio-ready poem that you are prepared to share with us. Is there one nearby that you could read to audience members?
Oh, yes, I'm ready.
All right, great. What's the title of the poem?
It's called Top of the News.
Great, let's hear it.
Scientists have cracked the DNA code of rice, but I'm still figuring how you found me attractive. Discovery's astronauts brave the unknown. I wish to add on to our many years of memories. Gunman kidnapped a senior Iraqi official. You captured me a long time ago for good. Bar crews worried about Western Montana. I don't have to worry about the sparks we always make. Israeli troops prepare for Gaza pullout. You better believe I hope to never live in a louder free zone. Best-selling author Judith Rossner has died. You may rest assured you are my immortal muse. Bear opens garage door, enters Alaska home, reminds me of the joy I get when I walk into our apartment every day. There you go.
That's wonderful. I love how you compare yourself to a grizzly bear at the very end of your poem.
Oh, yeah.
That's wonderful. Do you have another short one you can share with us before I let you go?
Okay, let's see.
Tell us what you're reading from, or tell us the names of one or more of your books.
This is really, I only have two books. One was published back in 2002. It was called Enter.
Okay.
And that's available on Amazon.com and such. The new book is called Campbell's Classics. It's kind of a greatest hits, actually. And that one you can order directly from me. Just Google Don Kingfisher Campbell, and you'll find it pretty easily. So the poem I just read is from Campbell's Classics. And the other one is going to be from that book also. It's one that was published a few years ago in So Luminous the Wildflowers, which was an anthology of California poets. It came out maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that.
And this poem is called Story of San Diego. My wife, mi suegra, and I sit on the deck of an afternoon tour of the landmark harbor where white men first missioned indigenous lives. On this western half of the continent, once unlabeled the four directions, we are shown the famous vessels that fired on 20th century possible invaders. A proud face beams about the sparkling Pacific water. You cannot even tell, fathoms below lie detritus of 5 billion planetary revolutions. As distant skyline holds memories of wilderness and pastel-colored rooms, my family steps off the boat to breathe the rest of our days limited with small events chambered in temporary brains that wait to join historical others in layered meaning.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
And so tell me again, Don, the name of your most recent book?
Campbell's Classics.
Campbell's Classics. Great. Well, Don Kingfisher Campbell, if one were to Google you, that would be a good way to get in contact with you and find out more about the work that you do.
Absolutely, yes. It'd be wonderful to hear from
excellent
northern people, right?
Well, yes. We have a great number of northerners up here interested in poetry as you are and interested to see what sort of commerce can happen between the north and the south. In the
I can mention one thing.
Sure.
I went on a little tour of Northern California back in August, and our favorite stop was Luna's Cafe.
Oh, isn't that a great poetry venue?
A wonderful venue, yes. I just had to mention that. Thank you to the people at Luna's Cafe. We had a great time.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Let's remind folks that every Thursday evening, starting around 7 or 7:30, there are poems to be heard at Luna's Cafe. There are four different hosts for that weekly reading series, one of the oldest in the Sacramento Valley. If you head over to lunascafe.com, I think, certainly if you Google Luna's Cafe and Juice Bar, you can find out more about the poetry offerings that are coordinated by four different hosts at Luna's on Thursday nights. Well, Don Kingfisher Campbell, I'm so pleased that you're able to join me on the program today. I really enjoyed your poetry, and I wish you continued luck with your own work and also your work helping others realize their poetic dreams.
Thank you, Andy.
Absolutely. Take care now.
Okay.
You're listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS 90.3 FM, Davis. You can now recycle your television set or computer monitor at the Yolo County Central Landfill for free. For more information about the Electronic Waste Recycling Act, visit www.erecycle.org. And let's hear once more from the sponsor of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
This hour of programming is brought to you courtesy of the Yolo County Federal Credit Union. The Yolo County Federal Credit Union is a nonprofit financial cooperative with locations throughout Yolo County. The Yolo County Federal Credit Union offers a wide range of financial services and can be reached by phone at 530-668-2700 or online at yolofcu.org.
I'd like to thank my guests who came on the program this afternoon. First, I'd like to thank Tom Cross, Rotarian of the Year, membership director for the Rotary Sunrise Club of the City of Davis. He's also very active in the Davis High School Blue and White Foundation. The website for that foundation is DHS Blue, the word and then the word white. I bet if you Googled Davis High School Blue and White Foundation, you would also find that just as easily. I'd also like to say that, as he promised, Tom Cross gave me a flyer called It's Time to Leave Your Mark, Legacy Pavers and Bricks. If you'd like to permanently leave your mark on this new stadium project at Dewey Holden Field, then you have an opportunity to do so if you head over to dhsblueandwhite.org. I'm sure there are details there about the Legacy Pavers and Bricks. I'd also like to thank Don Kingfisher Campbell, the Pasadena area poet who joined us to share with us some of his poetry. His most recent book is Campbell's Classics.